consuming fish, especially cold water fish of some sort, is beneficial for young children, infants and young children, because cold water fish contains omega-3 fatty acids. And those fatty acids are required for building nerve tissue and eye tissue. And those children are doing a lot of that at the early stages of their life. The other thing is that if we start accustoming them to the tastes and textures of fish early on, it's much more likely that they're going to continue to consume it. And the American Medical Association recommends that adults eat fish twice a week, and there are a lot of Americans who don't do that. The closest they ever got was deep fat fried fish sticks, and that's not really what they're talking about. So in order to build that into our dietary repertoire of things that we like, getting it in there early on makes a big difference.
How did the idea behind this baby formula come about?
The formulation is largely driven by some of the regulations that FDA has for what can be contained in baby foods and how they should be labeled. We were shooting for a product that would be labeled as a high meat dinner. And a high meat dinner has to have 26% meat in it. Since what we were studying really was the effects of salmon in the system, you want to have it as simple as possible. So we used the salmon at 26%, then we used a starch that is designed specifically for baby foods and gives you that very smooth texture, and then enough water to hydrate the whole mixture.
Now, you've studied different kinds of salmon, ranging from pink to red to salmon with and without bone. What effect does the salmon type have on a child's development?
When you make it out of red salmon, it lightens up when you retort process it, which you have to do to make it shelf stable. When you retort process it, the color lightens a little bit, but it's still definitely salmon-colored. The pink salmon, on the other hand, when you process it, the pigment is more unstable, and it turns almost white, kind of like that kindergarten paste that we had when we were kids. Not appealing. So you really want it to look like it should look, and it should meet the expectations of consumers. And if you're going to have it marketed as salmon baby food, it should look like salmon. It should not look like paste.
And young kids find it enjoyable. I mean, kids are picky eaters.
Well, we didn't have children eat it. It's difficult to do actual human studies with children. So what we did was we recruited, I think, 130 mothers. Mostly, we had a few dads who had children under the age of 5, and asked them to come in and taste it and rate it and ask them whether they would feed it to their child. What we found was that over 80% of them would feed it to their child. There is information out there available from pediatricians' offices and in magazines and all that sort of thing about the need for omega-3 fatty acids. We didn't spend any time talking about it. We just ask them to evaluate the taste and the texture and the color and the viscosity and things like that. It was interesting, too, because we asked them whether they eat salmon. And the people who don't eat salmon, 60% of them would feed it to their child, which I thought was interesting, that if you don't eat it yourself, you would feed it to your child. So there must be some knowledge base about why this is a good practice.